Station 1. From Mark 11, verses 8 through 11. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who were followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Leaves gathered from fields that provide sustenance, that provide income, are cut down and line the road to Jerusalem. One moment, they are objects of celebration, accompanying shouts of Hosanna by those who cut them down. And in another, the celebratory shouts morph into cries demanding Christ's execution. And what of the leaves? The leaves pressed into the ground by the hooves and feet that walk over them. The leaves left to disintegrate, becoming one with the dirt until there is no distinction. And then, dust. Sunday's palms are indeed Wednesday's ashes. Imagination activity. Sprinkle some ashes into the palm of your hand. Feel the softness of the dust. Imagine what these ashes once were. Bright green leaves full of life, reaching toward the sun, connected with a trunk firmly rooted in the ground. Notice the contrast between your own living flesh and the dust that was once alive. As you notice this, repeat this phrase to yourself in the silence of your heart. I am dust, and to dust I will return. Pay attention to the feelings that rise up when you say this. Now imagine handing these ashes to Jesus. Imagine placing them in the palm of Jesus' own hand. Now pray. Dear God, I hand you the things in my spirit that were once alive. Hope, joy, peace, compassion, that seemed to have died and been reduced to dust. Distrust, despair, fretfulness, apathy. I hand these to you that you may bring new life, that seedlings of your goodness sprout from the ashes. Amen. When you are ready, move to the second station.